KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining me this morning from Buffalo Hill Terrace, we have the fitness coordinator, Todd Rausch. Hi, Todd.
Hi, John. How's it going?
Good, good. So, you're the fitness coordinator.
I am.
So, I guess the first question is, how important is physical fitness in a place like Buffalo Hill Terrace?
Well, in a place like Buffalo Hill Terrace, or a retirement community, and you're dealing with kind of an older population, geriatrics, it's very important to keep those individuals moving, keep their motivation up, to keep them kind of fit. Exercise is a very important part to their lifestyle, whether they're that old or not. Just to keep them moving and keep their motivation up is always very important to keep them living a healthy lifestyle throughout the rest of their lives.
So. Well, that's what they keep telling me, just keep moving.
Yep.
Somehow or another, find a way.
Yeah, as best as you can.
Tell us a bit about your background.
So my background, I'm actually originally from here in the Flathead Valley. Grew up here in Kalispell most of all my life, and then I went over to Eastern Washington and studied exercise science there at Eastern Washington. I then did an internship for a little bit over at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, where I did some work in exercise physiology, cardiac rehab, and it was kind of cool working with a younger population there and getting kind of that experience working with pediatrics and children. Then I have some experience working in the field of physical therapy, where I was also a director for a work rehab program, where I pretty much worked as a personal trainer helping individuals try to get back to work after suffering an injury that kind of halted their working abilities and stuff.
So you went to Eastern, huh?
Yep.
Did you have anything to do with that red football field?
I did not, actually.
I wouldn't admit it either.
Yeah, my freshman year was the first year we had that red field, so that was pretty entertaining to see.
I can't even stand to watch it on television.
Yeah, it helps to watch it when they're winning.
Well, what are some of the challenges you face as you get older and you want to stay more active?
A lot of the challenges, especially that I see, especially at a retirement community as a fitness coordinator, is so right now I work with individuals that are 80 or older, and a lot of challenges they find is they have an extreme long history of past injuries that catch up with them. They're forced to take a lot of medications that kind of give them physical limitations. They deal with a lot of mental limitations as well, dealing with kind of memory loss, confusion, hard to concentrate. So it's really difficult for individuals as they age to kind of keep not only that physical ability, but also that mental ability to not only want to exercise, but how to exercise, how to find ways around their limitations to continue to stay active.
Not many of us can still do 50 push-ups at that age.
Yeah, not quite, but there's a handful of them that can still surprise you with their abilities, though.
So if you can't do 50 push-ups a day, what do you do?
So a couple other options is just getting up, moving, anything really that you find easy enough to do, whether it's just going for a walk, going for a light jog. I see a lot of individuals at the retirement community like to take their dogs out for a walk. Or if you just want to work in the garden, really finding anything that you enjoy doing really helps you stay active at that age, because you're not really dreading. A lot of people dread wanting to work out and stuff. But if you find something that you enjoy doing, really helps get you motivated to work out and stay active.
One of the things that all of us face as we get older is that we're not able to do the things we used to do, and it's a source of depression.
Yeah, I see a lot of individuals experience depression, especially with the population I deal with, because they don't think they can quite do what they used to be able to do. So the best thing with exercise, it actually not only helps decrease the symptoms of depression, but it also kind of gives your mind the opportunity to forget about the depression. It's kind of a form of escape from that depression, where you can, like I said, do things that you enjoy doing, kind of help with the depression. Just getting your mind off the negative thoughts, clearing your mind, just staying relaxed while exercising always has benefits towards depression.
I want to dig a little deeper into that subject, and we'll do that right after this.
Awesome.
Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community. That's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Todd Roush is our guest. How am I saying your name right?
Yeah, Todd Roush. Yeah,
Roush. I got it right. Okay.
Yeah, no worries.
Good deal. You are the fitness coordinator at Buffalo Hill Terrace. And let's talk a bit about exercise and depression, because isn't there a chemical reaction that happens here?
Yeah, so there's actually a lot of science that kind of goes behind exercise and depression and kind of how the two connect. So how exercise affects depression, or really any mental illnesses, is exercise actually increases blood flow, which many know, but that blood flow also helps transfer more oxygen and nutrients to the brain. It also enhances some parts of the brain, such as the hippocampus, which can control one's memory, one's ability to learn, one's emotional regulations. So there's a lot of science that goes behind it. Exercise also increases what's called endorphins, which are kind of feel-good neurons that just help the body feel better. They kind of reduce pain and stuff. So that exercise has a pretty great effect on depression and definitely helps to decrease those side effects.
So how much exercise does it take?
So I get this question actually a lot. A lot of people ask me if they're getting enough exercise, if they should exercise more. Really, the studies have shown that about anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour of exercise about three times a week is the most effective, has the most positive effects. But really, if you're able to get as little as an hour of exercise throughout an entire week, that can be beneficial. Ultimately, a little is better than none, so a little exercise is better than no exercise. I know it's hard, especially in today's age, with how busy of schedules people have between work, kids, whatever it may be. It's just really important to find time in your busy schedule just to do any physical activity will have benefits, really.
Any negative effect from exercising?
Yeah, there can be. The saying, little too much of a good thing can be a bad thing, and that also can be said with exercise. Some of the side effects of over-exercising or over-performing in a physical activity can kind of actually cause a decrease in not only physical limitations, but as well as mental. So some can experience exhaustion, a decrease in appetite, dehydration, even sleep deprivation, kind of all those physical negative effects, but also mental side effects such as inability to concentrate, continuously feeling irritable or hostile, kind of things you're trying to fix with exercise. If you over-exercise, can actually have negative effects on those.
How can you tell when you're over-exercising?
Really, the side effects present themselves pretty adamantly. Once you start feeling lightheaded, over-exhausted, listen to the side effects that show that you're overdoing it. If you short of breath, or if you are, like I said, mental, feeling more hostile or angry, maybe you should relax. It just goes to show, not that more exercise is a bad thing, but it goes to show that it's very important to relax, let your body recover, give your mind some time to recover as well is very important.
You know, some of the top athletes and you know, some of the bodybuilders all understand that there has to be downtime. You've got to allow your muscles to recover.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, those muscles can't just be working 24/7. You always got to give them a chance to kind of recover, regroup, mm-hmm. and then go back to work.
Are you concerned at all as we get into upper ages about injuries from exercise?
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest things I always have to keep in mind and be cautious about working with this population is injuries can always happen, even in young individuals. So we always have to make sure whenever you're exercising that you're using proper technique, you're not overdoing it. Always start slow, kind of gradually work your way up. Just always keep in mind that you're using safe movements and mechanics at all times.
Yeah. One thing I've discovered is when you do get hurt at this age, at my age, which is considerably less than what you're working with, I find that the recovery time is much longer.
Yeah, that's one of the other hard aspects working with is dealing with a lot of falls and a lot of just random injuries. The individuals always see that they don't bounce back quite as fast as they used to at a younger age.
All right, Todd Rausch is our guest. We're talking physical fitness. May is Physical Fitness Month. As Robin said this morning, all month long. We'll talk some more about getting in shape and staying that way right after this. When you've been hospitalized for an illness, an injury, or surgery, there's no better place to recover than the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Short-term rehabilitation in a spectacular setting with its private, beautifully appointed guest rooms and lodge-like design. You know, the Retreat feels less like a clinic and more like a fine hotel. The Retreat staff offers the highest level of professional and technical services, and its therapy gyms even include an underwater treadmill for aquatic therapy and the region's only anti-gravity treadmill. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities focus on promoting whole person wellness, which also means you'll find plenty to do while you recover. For more information or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And our conversation today is with Buffalo Hill Terrace's fitness coordinator, Todd Rausch. All right, Todd, what are some good exercises that can help us improve our mental clarity?
Really, any form of exercise or physical activity can have positive effects on the body. Again, like I said, even a little is better than none. So just doing any exercise will really have an effect. But research has found that low-intensity aerobic exercises usually have the most prominent effects. So that includes going for a walk, a light jog, anything that gets the heart pumping and the blood flowing a little bit more, or even activities that relax you, such as yoga or anything that just really clears the mind, gets you out of those negative thoughts, and just kind of relaxes you.
How do you motivate yourself to get out and do it?
So motivation, or lack thereof, is usually the biggest roadblock people find to try and start exercising. So a couple of tips to kind of get people motivated to exercise is, kind of like I said earlier, try to start by doing something you enjoy doing, whether that's maybe playing a sport, like I said, working in the garden, taking the dogs out for walks, something that's just easy that you enjoy doing. And then try to make it a routine. Try to add it to your weekly schedule. That way you kind of look forward to that physical activity. Will definitely help you stay motivated. And then the last thing is kind of keeping it exciting. Don't get bored of exercise. Try to find new things to motivate you. Try to change up that routine a little bit by just doing a couple new things each and every week to keep you motivated.
What about sore muscles? That, I think, stops a lot of people. They have, oh, man, I'm sore, my back hurts, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yeah, so I deal with that a lot. I get a lot of individuals, especially that are starting off exercising, come back with that typical muscle soreness and stuff. Yeah. And a lot of them think when they're sore that the best thing to do is just sit down, relax, not move. And that actually can be one of the worst things you can do with that soreness. So to really help that soreness is just getting up and moving even more will help actually get rid of that soreness. So again, just going for a light walk or just anything that keeps you moving will actually be more beneficial for that soreness than sitting in place.
All right. One last thing here, Todd, before I let you go. Should people consult their doctors before they start exercising?
Absolutely. Those planning to start exercising should always consult a doctor to make sure they are not at risk of harming themselves, whether that be they have a history of heart, complications, any past history of illness. It's always important to first contact your doctor, consult with your doctor, see if they have any concerns with you starting an exercise program. I know, especially with the population I work with, it's very important for them to check with their doctor to make sure there's no concerns of them completing an exercise activities.
I've never encountered a doctor who says don't exercise, they will put limits on you.
Yep, definitely.
And they'll limit you on certain movements, certain things, and pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. Always check with your doctor first.
All right. From Buffalo Hill Terrace, we have the fitness coordinator, Todd Roush, with us. Todd, thank you so much. What a great conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.